What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Cheekies, and you've reached the voicemail box for Dear Cheekies. I'm here to give you advice on anything and everything you need help with. Maybe you're going through a breakup. Maybe you're having issues with your family. Or maybe you need help figuring out how to balance your checkbook. Or how to start a business. Whatever the case is, I want to hear from you. Remember, these are my thoughts and opinions, and if you're suffering from an issue or hardship, you should seek help from a qualified professional. All right, now go ahead and leave your question at the sound of the beep.
Hi, Cheekies. My name is Sammy. My question to you is, how did you deal with dating and living at your parents' house? That's, I guess, my question right now. It's like, I have a boyfriend, but then sometimes the interference with having to be home at a certain time or having to let your parents know or having to ask your parents, like, hey, can I go do this? Can I do it? Mind you, I'm 26. Not that I just started dating, but I kind of like, this is the guy that I brought to the house for them to meet. And it makes it hard because I am 26 and I do live under like whatever rules they have. But then everybody tells me, dude, but you're 26. And it's like, yeah, but my parents are Mexican. So I want to know if you gave me advice on how to deal with that.
Sammy girl. You're a Latina, especially Mexican households. That's how my mom was. You live under my roof. You have to follow my rules. And I was like, well, I'll pay you rent. And she's like, I don't care. Even if you pay rent. Honestly, I know it could be a little annoying. I know that you want to do your thing with your man. But girl, the fact that you live with your parents and you have your parents, like, that's a huge blessing. So the advice I can give you is, be grateful, first of all. Be grateful that you have your parents and that they care about you enough. All they're trying to do is just protect you from anything happening to you. Like if there's a curfew, my mom even had a curfew. She's like, anytime after 2, there's nothing open but your legs. So you need to be home before like 2 o'clock. And sometimes I had to be home at 12, depending. Girl, I was living with my mom until I was 26. So I get it. And if you don't like it, then your other choice is move out, you know, but I think it's a beautiful thing that your parents want you to live with them. And I'm assuming you're not going to leave the house until you're married. So they want to see how serious this person is, especially if this guy is the first person that you bring to them. Just take it slow. Take it day by day and just be grateful, honestly. You know, I know it can be annoying. And yes, you're 26, but you're living in a Mexican household and that's just not ever going to change. And they're very traditional and you can't change that. So just respect what they have and what they want for you. And if not, then you got to move out, girl. That's the bottom line. But then that's going to make them sad, especially if you're not leaving like married or engaged. And I get it. Oh my God. There were times where I was like, oh my goodness, mom. I'm 25 years old and I still have to ask you for permission for everything. And yeah, but it's a beautiful thing. You know, you have your parents that love you. So just be patient and take it day by day. There's no rush. Don't rush things with this person. Just take it day by day. That's the best thing I can tell you. Okay. I hope that helps, Sammy, but I get you. I totally understand. Okay. So our next question comes from Rachel.
Hola. So my question is more of a beauty question. I know in the past you have shared treatments you have used to tone your thighs, legs, and butt. And I would like to know what has worked best for you. As a Latina like you, I have a bigger bottom half and we all exercise and eat right, make healthy decisions to help that. But sometimes it's not enough and you need the treatments. What has worked best for you?
Ooh, I like this question. Thank you, Rachel. Okay, so I know we want like an easy fix because that's just the world we live in. And we want like that magic solution. But it's a conjunction of things. I mean, I've always been bottom heavy. I've always dealt with bigger legs and cellulite and the whole thing. And I thought at my age now, getting older was going to get worse. But it honestly has gotten so much better. But because I've also become more aware of my health and making healthier choices. So collagen every day. That's one thing I'm going to tell you. Collagen for your skin, for the tightening, you know, because at a certain age, we stop producing collagen naturally, men and women, especially women. So always make sure that you take collagen every day. It's going to help with your skin, with your bones, right? And also help with cellulite, okay? Also, I have an anti-cellulite cream from Be Flawless Skin if you want to check it out. That helps. It's not a magic thing. It's not going to make it go away forever. But if you're wearing shorts or you're wearing a skirt, you're going to go like to the beach, you can put it on. If you put it on morning and night every day, it'll really help diminish and help you have more of like a toned look and a smooth look. It really helps me out. I put it all over my body. I put it on my tummy, especially if I'm going to be in a bikini, on my arms, my thighs, my booty, the whole thing. But more than anything that you could do or go to like even a plastic surgeon, girl, I've done almost everything for it. What has helped me the most is getting on the treadmill at least 30 minutes a day, 3 times a week, and just walking on an incline. There's no reason to run. You don't have to run. People have like this idea of like, I need to run to lose weight. But if you're trying to tone and just keep that booty up, I would suggest getting on the bike, okay, cycling, and also walking on an incline, at least on a 10 incline at a 3.0 speed. Anywhere from 2.5 to 3.0 is good. And then bringing it up, you guys, to 15% incline. Okay, that's what's worked the best for me. And I've noticed a difference in my booty and in my thighs. So I hope that helps because I've suffered with that my entire life and I get it, girl. But the best thing is exercise and also changing your eating habits. So Rachel, I hope that helps, girl, because I know you probably wanted to hear like, oh, I can go get this done and it'll help for a little while. But long term is getting on the treadmill and you don't have to run. Like I said, take it slow.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Okay, so our next question is from Monica.
Hi, Cheekies. I wanted to get your thoughts. Right now, career-wise, I'm doing amazing. I'm at the best I've ever been. I'm making more than I've ever made. I've made my health a priority. I pretty much have my dream body right now. I've worked so hard for it. The problem is that my partner really wants kids, and I just don't know what to do. I don't want to risk my career or the body that I worked so hard for. I figured you would understand because right now your career is really just taking off. You're doing amazing and you look incredible. Does Emilio pressure you at all? What are your thoughts? Am I being selfish? I really don't know what to do.
Oh, man, Monica, thank you for being vulnerable, you know, because yeah, like even you asking me if you're being selfish, I mean, some people will see it that way. Like I get that, you know, and people have told me that too. Even my brothers, actually, they're like, you just don't want to mess up your body and stuff like that. And I'm not going to lie. I've thought about that. And I'm like, dude, I've always suffered with my weight and finally I'm at my smallest and it's like, oh, I'm not going to lie. It scares me. But then I'm like, you know what? The joy that a baby's going to bring to my life and to Emilio, it's priceless. If you worked, and I know you worked very hard and you got your body to where it is now and your career is thriving and you're doing good, your career, no one can take away from you, girl, because that's you and you've worked hard for it and no one can do what you do. Okay. So that's how I feel as far as my career. And, you know, I don't know what your career is, but for me, I'm like, well, there's a lot of pregnant singing women, you know, Cardi B went on stage. So now that doesn't bother me as much because before it was like, no, it's like, you know, you have to keep your body. It was different back in the days. And now things have changed. But going back to that, like you can work out being pregnant and you don't, there's no reason for you to gain all that weight. I mean, my cousin didn't even gain that much. She just had her baby. She gained 18 pounds and she's 2 pounds away from being what she was before she was pregnant. And she's had her baby a week ago. She's breastfeeding. So I get it. Our bodies change. Our bodies go through a lot being pregnant. But girl, I'm sure that you can get your body back and maintain your body while you're pregnant. If you really love this guy, Emilio doesn't really pressure me. Emilio, I've told him from the beginning, I'm not sure if I can or if I want to have kids. And I was very honest with him from the beginning. And I don't know if you guys had that conversation, but if you didn't, then that's something that's going to be a little bit more difficult. But I was very honest from the beginning. I'm like, this is my situation. So he doesn't pressure me. He's like, if we don't have kids, I'm fine. I love you. I want you forever. I don't know if that's going to change down the line. I don't know. But that's what he tells me now. But if you really love this guy and he really wants a baby, like you got to think about it, babe. If you don't want to give it to him for whatever reasons, whether they're right or wrong, or if whatever anyone tells you, if you can't give him what he wants, you're going to have to let him go. And I'm going to just be straight up because it's not fair that he wants something, you're not able to give it to him. So if you don't let him go, then that's when I'd be like, oh, you're being selfish. Like if you don't want to give him what he's looking for and what he really wants, then you guys have to make a mature decision about going your separate ways. Or you just say, okay, I love this guy and he's important to me and I'm going to get pregnant and I'm going to make this work. I'm going to be healthy while I'm pregnant and work out and I'm going to try to keep my body. If that's what's really like the most important thing. But you got to weigh it out. That's my true and honest advice. So it's a tough one. It's a hard pill to swallow, but those are your choices. So Monica, I want to hear from you. I want to see what you decided, okay? So make sure you tap in with us. You guys know I'm real. I'm going to tell you how it is, girl. So anyways, Monica, thank you so much. Now, our next question comes from an anonymous listener.
Hi, Cheekies. So I was SA'd by one of my mom's brothers, and obviously it was really rough for me. And when I finally spoke up about it, my mom was there for me, but I feel like at the same time she was there for her brother. And I think that it really affects me to see that she still loves on him and cares for him after everything he put me through. And he's the reason that I'm in therapy right now. And when I first, you know, talked about it, obviously her whole family was like, well, you deserved it because of the way you dress. And, you know, they try to justify it on the alcohol and the drugs that he does. And so, yeah, I don't have any contact with my mom's family, but obviously I still live with my mom and I love her. But at the same time, I have so much anger built up towards her because I don't know how she can still hang around the person that hurt me the most. So yeah, thank you for listening to my question, and it would be great if you could respond to it. Thank you.
Ooh, this is a tough one, and I understand why you didn't give us your name, and I totally respect that. This is tough because your mom is in a very difficult position. Obviously, you're her daughter. She loves you, but this is also her brother, and she probably has the pressure of her family. I don't know if, as a mother, I'd be able to, oh my gosh, I don't even want to think about it. That's tough because if I ever have a daughter and God forbid, and I know my brothers would never, but I can't even imagine. I can't. So I think you, through therapy, and I'm glad you're going to therapy. That's good. I think through therapy, you're going to find a way to heal. And once you heal from anything, everything else around you doesn't affect you as much. So I think you're still in your healing process, that you're going to be able to forgive him 100% one day, where you're like, you know what? I'm not going to make excuses for him. I'm not going to excuse what he did, but I'm going to forgive him, because I got to the place where I forgave my dad. It took me a while, and then I couldn't understand why my sister Jackie still wanted to have a relationship with him for a little bit. I was like a little offended. But then after going through therapy, and I'm like, you know what? I guess I'm not 100% healed from this. But once I was continuing with therapy and life coaching, now I don't care. Now I'm like, sister, that's your dad. You can absolutely have a relationship with him. I'm not going to hold it against you, because what happened to me didn't happen to you. And if you still want to have a relationship, I'm going to respect that. But that came with healing, babe, which is why I'm telling you, continue with therapy, heal, and try to be compassionate with your mom, because it's still her brother and she loves him and she obviously loves you. So I think it's just healing and also being compassionate and understanding her and try not to hold resentment towards her. Try to understand her, like let her go through her process. And one thing I would tell you, your family members that told you that it was your fault because of the way you dress, F them. I'm sorry. F them all, because that's not true. So don't ever, ever, ever let that get into your head and make you feel like you're at fault. Absolutely not. What he did was wrong, whether he was on drugs or drinking or not. He needs to go to a rehab, and they need to take him to a rehab, all of them, instead of trying to blame other people for what he did to you. Absolutely not. That's one thing that I'm not going to tolerate. So they need to worry about getting him some freaking help, because if he's still drinking all this stuff, like, you're probably not the only person that it's happened to. So they need to do what they need to do, their due diligence in stopping him from doing this to someone else. But as far as your healing, pray for strength and to be able to forgive your mom, because you don't want to hold that resentment, babe. That's toxic for you. And you need to find it in your heart to forgive him, because forgiving is not a gift for him. It's not a favor for him. It's for yourself. You take the power away from him. Does that make sense? Forgiving gives you so much liberty and so much power. Girl, this conversation is just, I don't know. I'm sending you a big hug and I'm wishing healing to you. And I pray that this therapy helps you heal in every single way, because you deserve it. It is not your fault what happened to you. Okay. So you guys, wow, these questions were very heavy, some of them. And I feel just deep down inside my heart and soul that I don't know. I'm so happy and grateful that we have Dear Cheekies, and that you guys take the time to send me your questions. Everyone who's listening right now and is struggling with something, I'm here for you in any way that I possibly can help you. I am here. If you want to get more advice, you guys, please leave your questions at speakpipe.com/cheekiesandchillpodcast. Thank you guys for listening. I love you guys so much, and I'm sending you all a big hug, okay? This is a production of iHeartRadio and the My Cultura Podcast Network. Follow us on Instagram at My Cultura Podcast and follow me, Chiquis, that's C-H-I-Q-U-I-S. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, and check us out on YouTube.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.